Jack LaLanne once said, "Exercise is king, nutrition is queen. Put them together, and you've got a kingdom. Get ready to have it all." This is the All for One podcast. You're about to get honest, accurate information about training and nutrition to not only achieve your goals, but to go beyond.
Go beyond.
Everything you need to make it to the kingdom. This is the All for One podcast. And now your host, personal trainer and nutrition coach, Aaron Armstrong.
Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast here for your Friday special. Not really special, I usually just do Tuesday, Friday as my uploading days, so here we go. This week has been pretty good. Very hot, very humid, annoying, not fantastic, but overall very good. Something interesting that's been happening that I've been trying to do more of is get into the online presence of things. I've joined a bunch of fitness kind of groups. Just people giving each other fitness advice and all that sort of thing. And I've really been getting on there and giving people good tips to get into their training and just help them overall with getting close towards their goals, which has been really fun. I've actually had a lot of inquiries about training and all these other things just from doing that, which is very surprising. And I guess it just goes to show that putting yourself out there trying to help people, it's going to come back and benefit you as well. So today's podcast, I want to go over a few things. I want to go over mindset, self-talk, and meeting yourself where you're at. A big issue which I get with people is they really don't like themselves and don't think that they are worthy of being healthy and taking care of themselves. So we'll get into that in a second. But no, this week has been really fun. I kind of cheated on Goliath again. I went to another gym, which was EMF Goliath. Don't listen to this, please. I'm sorry. Which is not against my contract, so you guys don't have to worry. I think. Anyway, the EMF Narang was really cool, really big, huge facility. Holy shit, huge facility. They had like one of everything machines, and they had like an outdoor pool, outdoor CrossFit area, upstairs area, big bathrooms, big weight section, big free weight section. So many fucking machines, like so many different ones. Honestly, it's probably one of the best gyms that I've been to ever. And yeah, it's really good. So basically what's happening is I'm going around to different gyms and just kind of like testing them out to see which I think would be a best fit for me to do my own training in. Not to leave my current job to go work there, just to do my own training. Because when you work in the area, I kind of want to get out and, how do I say this, have my own space to just focus in and train and get in, get out without too much interruption. And don't get me wrong, I love it when people come up and talk to me when I'm training, asking questions, all that sort of thing. But it's just to kind of separate the work and the training. Nothing against people who come up to talk to me. Please do. I love it if you see me come talk to me. That could come off being really, really, really rude. And I love talking to everyone that comes up and talk to me. So feel free. Okay, so mindset. So when we get into the gym, one of the biggest things is when I'm talking to people, I'm first getting to know what they've kind of been doing with the training and everything. They're always like, oh my god, I've been doing like fucking nothing. Like, oh, I've been doing the shittiest this, the shittiest that. I've been doing this really badly. Like, I suck. I'm really bad. And right off the bat, I'm just like, whoa, like, where is this coming from? Like, why are you looking at yourself that way? And I try and paint a different scenario, being like, okay, let's say your friend who was overweight and is trying to lose weight is going into the gym. Now he might not be doing the most effective exercise or training routine to get him to his goal, but what would you think of him doing that? Every single time I've asked this to people, they'd be like, oh no, that's really cool because he's trying to make a change. It's like a really healthy choice. And I'm like, exactly. So try and think about that from yourself as well. Now, while you may not be doing everything perfectly or may not be doing it the best way possible, but you are giving it a go. And that is what it's all about. You've only lost to achieve your goal when you stop trying, okay? So get that out of your head from the beginning when you're just getting into training. Just start giving it a go. And that's going to put you in the right mindset to kind of succeed with your goals. Because instead of being like, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit. I don't look this way. They look this way. They look this way. All that sort of stuff. You can be like, okay, I've realized I have a problem or I have something that I'm trying to better on myself. And I'm taking steps to fix this problem, which is good. So you need to start thinking about it like that. And kind of the next thing is thinking about it like you're a person who is worthy of this change, which each of you are, whoever you are trying to get into shape or lose weight or to look a certain way. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to live a long, nice life, and you should treat yourself exactly the same as you would treat your friend or your family or most probably like a pet or an animal. I don't know how many times people take better care of their pets than they do themselves. Obviously, there's like a little bit of part of dependency that the pet requires from the person, but you get the general point. Like if you had a pill that you had to feed your dog once a day at a certain time every day, you would make that effort to go give that dog that pill every day at the same time of day, right? Right. This should be kind of how you interact and treat yourself as well, is you've identified there's a problem, your pill or your treatment, let's say, is going to be the gym to get you there. Now, while that's not going to be every single day, it's just going to be those set days that are realistic for you to go in there and achieve your goals, which could be 2 days, 1 day, 4 days, 5 days, whatever it is, whatever's sustainable. But get into that mindset that you are worth taking care of, because you are. And that's really good. So this kind of starts with giving yourself constructive feedback, not dissatisfaction, right? So say, oh, well, I want to go to the gym. Instead of being like, oh, you piece of shit, you haven't gone in yet. You've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks now, but you haven't actually done anything. Try and pay attention to your contemplation stage, right? So, oh, I thought about going to the gym. It's been on my mind a lot more recently. I've actually been searching out prices and gyms and memberships. That's been really good. Let's try and take the next step. Something like that. Because, yeah, when I interact with people and I be like, oh, I'm a trainer. They're like, oh my God, I'm not healthy, blah, blah, blah. Which is a massive turnoff, by the way. Stop doing that. Stop putting yourself down in front of people, especially a fitness professional. Like, it's, yeah, we're not judging you. Well, I'm not judging you. I can't speak for everyone, but I'm not judging you. You just need to be more constructive about it and stop kind of hating on yourself when, you know, you're actually trying to do a good thing. And yeah, don't take to heart criticism from other people about your actions that are for your benefit, let's say. So let's say you've just started out into the gym and you've got this friendship group that is kind of like, oh my God, look at you trying to get into shape, what an idiot, all that sort of discouragingness. Honestly, go find some more friends. Those people are not fantastic. If you're trying to do something that's good and practical for yourself and they're not supporting, move on to the next one anyway, because they're not worth your time, they're not worth your energy or your effort or anything. And there's plenty more people out there, trust me, especially in the gym community. I feel like the training community is like one of the best communities in terms of like acceptance and just kind of cheering each other on. Not in that like fake way, but like you go and talk to someone and they've only benching, let's say like 80 kilos on the bench. And I'll be like, oh, how long have you been doing this for? And they'll be like, oh, only a couple months or whatever. And I'm like, oh, cool, what did you start with? And they're like, oh, yeah, about 6 months ago, I could barely do the bar and blah, 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 blah. It's not that heavy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, that's fucking super impressive. I'm like, within that time frame, you've developed a decent technique and you're moving 80 kilos and you weigh like fucking 75 or something. I'm like, in 6 months, I'm like, that's really impressive. Just kind of like that is what you see a lot with the fitness community, on the better side of the fitness community, let's say, because there's always going to be bad eggs, there's always going to be good eggs, but you can definitely tell when you meet someone. Yeah, where was I going with this? Yeah. So don't take shit from people about you trying to do something that's good and that's practical, like training or eating healthy, all that sort of thing. Like, oh, look at this guy eating his chicken and rice somewhere out here eating pizza. Ha 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 ha. What an idiot. Like, just ignore it. Like, it's not worth it. When they're 50 and if they haven't made any changes to their health or their lifestyle or anything, you know, they're going to be the ones who are going to be inquiring about you. Oh, like, how did you get into such shape? How are you still so mobile, so healthy, so strong? All these things which you're going to be in the making of getting on top of right now. So leave that behind and just focus on doing what you came here to do. Now, this is probably one of my most talked about points is committing to the least amount that is sustainable, right? So I've said this a bunch before, is kind of meeting yourself where you are at, say, not over pushing your limits to the point where training becomes stressful and unsustainable and all that sort of thing. If you're someone who can only train one day a week, only train one day of the week. It's much more than zero. And then I'm sure there's other things you can do at home or work in or all that. Yeah, but yeah, anyway, to keep it simple, just do one day. And then as that one becomes easy, do two. Or you might be someone who's able to start with like 2 or 3 days a week. Perfect. Keep doing that. Don't push harder than you need to. And just get that into that sustainable routine. Now, I won't go into this one too much because I feel like I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. But it is such an important kind of point. So I just want you guys to get that in your heads as soon as possible. Because once you realize this, training is going to become super easy. It's going to become second nature. And it's not going to become this chore because you're forcing an unreasonable amount of frequency onto yourself that just isn't realistic. So meeting yourself where you are is probably one of the best things you can do to get towards your goal. Now, this next one kind of ties into not caring about what other people think. The same thing is you not caring about other people. I love this saying, it's compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not who someone else is today. So what does this kind of look like with people in training? Is it's like, exactly, like say I've been training for like 6-7 years now. Someone who's only been training for like 6 to 8 months, benching 70 for reps, and I'm doing like 90 or 100 kilos for a few reps, or we compare one rep maxes and they're just like blown away. It doesn't matter how much I bench. It matters how much you started benching when you first begin training, right? So if you've only been training for 6 months and you started on the bar and you were in a bad position, your technique was shit, and then you've kind of progressed and you're doing 60, 70 for reps with no spot needed, relatively good form, good controller, everything, like that is a huge fucking win. You should be super proud and super satisfied with how that is progressing. Because it's too easy for people, and I'm guilty of this as well, the amount of times that I'll be talking to some bigger guys in the gym, probably before I was a trainer, before I really kind of understood this and how important this was, would be like, oh, how much you lift, bro? And they'll tell me, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I squat like 260, I fucking deadlift like 300, and I'm like, wow, that's fucking shit, dude. And they would say the same thing to me, which would be like, oh, what did you start with on those lifts? And I'll tell them, and they'll be like, oh, how long have you been doing strength for? And I'll tell them, they'll be like, dude, that's super impressive, man. They'll be like, I've been doing this for like 10 years or like 6-7 years of pure strength training. They're like, no, that's really good, man. That's really good. And honestly, at the time, probably the same thing when like I'm talking to people about this, I just thought that they were trying to be nice, trying to be supportive, and inside being like, yeah, look at this fucking weak idiot. Now, maybe some were, but I'll say their vast majority are really, really cool and were genuinely impressed with the progression that I had made within a certain period of time, which is the same thing that you should feel towards yourself, right? Or when you're talking to other people. Being like, yeah, like I only started on the bar and now it's been a year and I'm doing like 80 or even 100 kilos, like whatever it is, it just based it on how you were before. Another comparison, this could be for anything as well. This could be like a runner. When you first started running, you could only run 5Ks without kind of your knees hurting or your feet giving in. And then within 6 months, it was like 10, 15, whatever it is. I'm not sure actually how far that would cap out because I've never gotten into running. Not a huge fan, not because I don't see the value or anything. It's just like how some people don't like rugby and some people like AFL, but the people who like AFL don't like rugby. It's just that. Like, I don't like running. It's just not for me. I've never enjoyed it. Maybe because I'm a bigger guy. Yeah, you know, us big guys. Yeah, too big to fit into doorways and stuff. Yeah, that's me. Not really. But no, it's just never been for me. And I honestly feel like cardio is fucking boring, but maybe that's something I could talk about another time before upsetting any of you on here. So hopefully everyone is still listening in after that. I don't feel like that was too offensive, and yeah, I don't take it back. So fuck. anyway. Yeah, so another comparison would be, sorry, went a bit off topic there for a second. Another comparison could be photos and measurements, guys. It's like, oh, how much were you? Oh, I was a skinny kid. I weighed 50 kilos when I first started training. It's been 4 months, 5 months, and now I'm 55. You guys have no fucking idea how hard it is to put on muscle. Like, if you're putting on, like, 5 kilos, even in the beginning, within, like, a 6 month period, like, that is super fucking impressive. Like, there's no way around it. This one guy that I was talking to the other day, his name's Alan, really cool guy. I don't know what's in his fucking genetics or his DNA or whatever, but I was talking to him about 9 months ago when he was just getting back into training, and I was like, oh, dude, how much did you weigh when you started? I think off the top of my head, it was like, I'm probably going to either overshoot or undershoot the numbers. So Alan, if you hear this, correct me and remind me so I can bring it on for next time. Yeah, I think he said it was like, I'm going to undershoot it, Alan. I'm going to say you were like 55 and then you were like 59 when we talked. Or maybe, it was, yeah, we'll just go with that for now. The comparison is the same, so they'll get the fucking point, okay? Yeah, so he was 55 when he started and he was 59 and he's like, oh man, like, it's taking so long to put on this muscle. I'm like, how long have you been doing it? He's like, oh, like a couple months. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. I'm like, that is super impressive that you've been able to put it on that much muscle. And then fortunately I caught up with him just the other week and we kind of went over the same conversation because straight away I was like, this guy looks fucking bigger. So I want to know what's going on. And I think he said he'd put on like another, like, I'm not sure if it was like another 4 to 6 kilos on top of what he already did before we had a chat. And I was kind of just like, dude, fuck you. Like, it took me so long to put on like muscle when I first got into training. Granted, I didn't know what the fuck what I was doing or I wasn't eating properly. So that definitely played a huge role in my ability to put on that muscle. But yeah, dude, it is so much harder to put on muscle than it is to lose body fat. So whatever you're doing, you're fucking doing right, man. And unfortunately, I can't take any credit for what he's been doing because like he's the one who's been showing up every day in his off season. Just grinding it out, really pumping all the weights consistently and eating properly, and that's what's kind of got him to where he is now, which is awesome, which is exactly why, like, you shouldn't compare yourself to other people as well, right? Because if I compared myself to Alan from when I started within the first 6 months and him, he fucking shit on me, dude. If his quality of training maintains across time and we had the exact same kind of training history, but mine started off shit, he'd be fucking ahead of me on everything. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that the way that he's been training has been so good and so effective. If I compared it like that, he would shit on me. But yeah, so compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not who someone else is today. And another big reason is because everyone is genetically different in a few ways more than one. Some people can be naturally lean, some people can have naturally broader shoulders, bigger backs, bigger chests, bigger legs, bigger butt, you kind of name it. No one is going to be identical in the way that their body kind of responds to training and their body holds on to muscle and develops muscle. Like, don't compare yourself to especially fitness influencers. There's a lot of bad ones out there, so do not compare yourself to them in the first place. They would be the genetic 1% of the 1%, okay? They're the people who have perfect insertions on everything. They have that big, beautiful smile, perfect hair all the time, shredded all year round, and they eat like shit and drink every weekend. Okay, at the end of the day, there's going to be some of these, like, abnormal anomalies out there of just these crazy physiques. And it's not productive to do that to yourself as well, because it's very discouraging in your effort to pursue and do training and all that sort of thing. So really just, like, be like, oh, yeah, I got a photo from 6 months ago. Let's look at this one. Let's look at this one. Whoa, surprise, surprise. I may be taller. I may be bigger. I may be leaner, stronger. Whatever that universe of measurement is, if you're increasing, then you're fucking winning, man. So don't compare yourself to some other knucklehead, because you're the only knucklehead that you're going to be able to measure your progression well against, right? Yeah. And yeah, the biggest thing as well, the last part of this kind of episode, I'm not too long how this will string out for, but we're about to find out, is be realistic and patient with the process. There's too many people that wanted results yesterday that come to me and have kind of like metabolic damage, or they're not training properly, or they're training too much, and they've only been training for like a couple of weeks or a couple of months as well. And the most common thing that they say is like, oh, like, when am I going to see change? And the honest answer is like, I don't know. I do know, but it's like, it's very dependent on the person is what I mean. Like, if you're someone who listens to me and we do our 3 sessions a week, full body, learn the compounds, take our time, eat, keep our protein up, get good sleep, you will see better results, possibly, than someone who does not do any of those things, that is inconsistent with their training, doesn't sleep well, doesn't eat properly. But like, at the end of the day, it is a process and it does take time. Like, people who look fucking insane didn't just wake up as a baby and boom, they had chiseled abs, chiseled shoulders. They grew into it. They started training when they were younger and they've been doing it for like 8 to 10 years of crazy diets, being on the macro to the dot, sleeping, eating, everything, training to the T, like, full discipline athletes who fully deserve the physique that they're getting and the attention, somewhat. Maybe not the ones that aren't trainers and are trying to sell you a program and, you know, lying to you about, this will get you to look like me. Fuck those guys. But the ones that are just kind of like looking amazing, doing cool stuff like that, kudos to them. But yeah, this process that we're talking about, everyone responds differently as well. Another big thing is, oh, my friend was training for blah, 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 and they put on this much and I haven't put on anything. Cool. You have different genetics. You have different responses to nutrition, diet, and training. Of course, it is not going to be comparable to someone else, especially one of your friends, with how well your training and everything is going, okay? Take your time, go at your own pace, stick with what is realistic, and you'll get the best results just kind of along those lines anyway. I've seen people who were hard gainers and everything, and they said they've trained every day, eaten lots of food, all that sort of thing, probably overshooting it, to be honest, and I've pulled them back, told them what to eat more of, what less of. No, actually, that's a lie. I never tell anyone what to eat less of. I always tell them to eat more of something else that is more beneficial, and usually that eliminates the bad stuff that they shouldn't be eating anyway. And then, yeah, magically, we come back in 8, 12, 16, 20 weeks time, and boom, they're up a couple kilos, or they've got more definition, or their strength is going up, or the hunger's going up, all great indicators that we are on the right track with what we're doing, and this person has allowed themselves to be patient and put some faith in me as a trainer to guide them through this journey, which is really what it comes down to, is just be patient with the journey. You're going to get where you want to be if you keep at it. But yeah, that's pretty much covering up for the episode today. I need more interaction on Instagram with questions. Guys, please, if you have any questions on Instagram, you know where to find me, all_for_one_PT on Instagram. Yeah, give me some fucking feedback or something. Like, I'm running dry here. I still have a few more to go, but I'm just getting worried because it's so easy with you guys telling me what to say and what to talk about. It makes me not have to use my brain as much, except for when I'm kind of, you know, doing this for you. Something exciting that's coming up over the weekend is I'm going staying up in Brisbane. It is going to be an amazing fucking time. I've been so excited for it all week. I can't wait for it to actually happen. I'll say it. It's my 1 year with my partner. I'm really excited. Things have been really good, and I'm super excited and super happy. So yeah, it's gonna be super fucking fun. But anyways, I appreciate you guys kind of listening today. Just to recap on what we talked about, we went over kind of mindset, self-talk, and meeting yourself where you are. Keep yourself in that positive mindset. Like, yeah, I'm trying to do something good. This is really good. And self-talk being kind of like that you deserve to be healthy and doing this good thing, and you shouldn't, you know, feel bad for if you're failing every now and again. Just keep on track, because you only lose when you stop trying. And the last one is meet yourself where you are and be patient. Okay, so just be realistic with your training age off the beginning. Slowly introduce yourself into training. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't go too crazy. And be realistic and patient with the process. Take your fucking time. It's not, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's going to take years of hard work. Not necessarily hard work, but sustainable work is probably the key term for it. And just keep doing that and you guys will be set to go. I appreciate everything today. It is Friday and it is humid and it fucking sucks. There's rain, but it's still so hot. I'll talk to you guys another time. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll catch you later.
You've been listening to the All for One podcast. It's Aaron's passion to give you honest, accurate information when it comes to training and nutrition. We want you to achieve your goals. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review it. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Instagram at @allforone_PT. For questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to allforonept@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at @allforonept. We'll leave you with a quote from Gabe Grunwald. It's okay to struggle, but it's not okay to give up on yourself or your dreams.